Right, we are on DAF. We are on DAF Yudim and Aleph. So we just got finished saying that the Braisa that we brought before is like two Tanoim. One time it was Rebbe, who said that in two times there's a Chazaka, and therefore we said that a woman who sees Dam the second time, it's already a Shinui vest, meaning she's already changing her vest, and therefore she's Matama Meshleis. That's talking about the woman that saw at the 90 and after 91, and she was a Giyas Mana Lirais. We also said that a woman who established herself in two times, after two times established herself to be a seeing girl, right? That's like Rebbe. Lamai said that Braisa was like Rebbe, that two times makes the Chazaka. It also was going like Rebbe Eliezer, that any aged woman who goes 90 days is a Mesulekas Damim and is Dayan Shaita. So the Braisa was a combination of two Tanoim. They're not contradictory. They're talking about different things. Rebbe Eliezer talks about a woman who's a Raya Dam who went 90 days without a period. Nobody, we don't know whether Rebbe agrees or disagrees. It's Rebbe Eliezer's opinion. And Rebbe was talking about establishing patterns, which he said two times establishes patterns, right? And we don't know if Rebbe Eliezer agrees or disagrees. But it has to go, the combination of the Braisa has to agree to two opinions. One, that you don't have to be an old lady to become a Mesulekas Damim after 90 days. And two, that two times establishes a pattern. So Zakta Gemara, Mali, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top, Yoram Aleph. Mali, Rebbe. Who is this Braisa like, Rebbe? The Amar that said, betrays him the Havukazaka, that two times makes the pattern. Rashi's all the way towards the bottom, and almost at the end of the narrow lines. Mali Rebihi, but Bain Resha, Bain Sefer, Kerebi Shininola. Right? Whether it was a Tanaika Shalahigi as Mana Lirais, to establish herself a pattern of being a Raya, to be a woman who sees, we said needs two times, not three, but two, which is like Rebbe, right? And the second time, she's not Matana Meshreis, because she's just established herself to be a woman who sees. We also said that a woman who does see, who doesn't have to reestablish herself as a seeing woman, right? The second time that she's 90 days, we say, oh, or more than 90 days, not exact, we say, oh, it's a new vest, this is Matana Meshreis. So there were two parts of the Braisa, both the beginning, which talked about tonight, the Shalayi is Mana Lirais, and the end, which talked about tonight, the Shalayi is Mana Lirais, that was operating by Krabi. Also, Amos Seifah, Avrullah Gimu Aina Tarasa Daya Shaita. In the case of a Tanaika Shigiyas Mana Lirais, she went 90 days. This is a seeing girl, and she went 90 days. We say she's Mesulekas Damim, Asim Rebbe Eliezer. That is Rebbe Eliezer, because he's the one that said you don't have to be a Skena to become a Mesulekas Damim. So that part of the bride says going like Rebbe Eliezer. Again, it's not that Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe are contradicting themselves. One's talking apples and one's talking oranges. We're talking about two different parts of the equation. But the Braisa is picking sides in both of those issues. In establishing pattern, it's picking the sides of Rebbe. And in establishing the Mesulekas Damim, it's picking the side of Rebbe Eliezer. Rashi, Amos Sefer the Giyas Mana Lirais, a woman, a girl who's old enough to see who's already past 12, Asal Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar called Ishtas Abrallah Gimuzoilas Daya Shaita. So Rashi, who made Resha, now Rashi's bothered, why isn't this safe for Raya? Why isn't it a Raya of Matinaika Shalahi Gias Mana Lirais that went 90 days? That we say she's a Masalekas Damim after she saw three periods. Right? That was the case in the Resha. A girl who was under 12 saw three periods, then went 90 days. We say she's a Masalekas Damim. Why isn't that approved from Eliezer? Why do we have to wait for the safer by a 12-year-old? So Rashi, the Irie Beloyagi is not a different way. That couldn't be asked. Yikil Meimar, But he has to the Rabbanim by the Chazaret and Kadmusi. And so there, since he's under 12, it could be that the Rabbanim also agree that an under 12-year-old reverts back to her previous status of not being a Raya. Meaning they're arguing about a regular woman before she becomes old, but that regular woman means from 12 to becoming old, not from before 12. So therefore, the Raya is from the state for the Giyas Manaliroi. The Raya is not from the Resha of Loya Giyas Manaliroi. Because Loya Giyas Manaliroi is another factor here that she's reverting back to a pre-12-year-old regular girl who doesn't see that. So therefore, maybe the Rabbanim agree there. But the Sefer, the Rabbanim don't agree to. Because they say a regular woman between the ages of 12 and Skena does not become a Musalekis Dabbat. So all we're saying so far is that part of the Bryce is, Rabbi and Rabbi Eliezer. What's wrong with that? The problem is, who is the Tana of the Bryce? The Tana of the Bryce has to agree to both of these opinions. Is it Rabbi who agrees to Rabbi Eliezer? Is it Rabbi Eliezer who agrees to Rabbi? Is it a third Tana? Meaning, they're not contradictory statements. You just want to know who authored the Bryce. Did Rabbi author the Bryce? And he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer that a woman can become a Masalekis Damim even if she's 15 years old? Or is it Rabbi Eliezer who authored this Brisa? He agreed to Rebbe that two times establishes a pattern? Or is it neither of the two? And it's a third Tana who agrees to one and one and the other, which are non-contradictory opinions. It's just two different things. Frankly, Gemara, so, yes.
You're saying that Rabbi Eliezer would agree to it that there is a shinui vest that when she sees two times 90, it's not just a mistake.
Maybe. Well, again, the Brisa said that, right? Higiyas Manalei Rais, the second time is not Dayas Shaita, right? And it was Rabbi Eliezer talking because he's the one that said the first time is Dayas Shaita. That's only him.
The second time is again. Dayas Shaita.
Why is the second time made place?
Yeah, because he must agree. I'm saying he must agree to Rebbe that there is such a thing as Shinui Vest.
Okay, so we want to know who wrote this Brisa. Is it Rebbe and he agrees to Rebbe Eliezer? Is it Rebbe Eliezer who agrees to Rebbe? Or is it a third Tana who picks sides in both of them, when they're not contradictory, and agrees to Rabbi Eliezer, one thing is the Rabbi and the other.
Right, I just wanted to clarify. We're
just trying to figure out, there's no kasha here. We just want to know who authored the Brisa. We have two different Tanoim that are being agreed to in this Brisa. The Brisa is agreeing to Rabbi and agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer. That's what we're pointing at. The Gemara words that it's kasha, because like, who authored this? Is it Rebbe? Is it Rebbe Eliezer? Who authored this? There seems to be two different times I'm talking here.
Right, but Rashi earlier in the Amud kind of like alluded to that we're not sure if Rebbe does agree to this or not. We probably, that's what he said in one of the Rashis above, in the skinny lines. Right?
So it's very possible. So Rashi knew the Gemara that we're learning now. So that makes more sense after we learn this Gemara.
Right.
Okay. Frank the Gemara again. We'll start again. Mani, who is this Brisa like Rabbi? He's only betrayed him in the Havichazaka. That's why the second 90 days by a 12-year-old is made twice. Right. Amos says, for Avra la Gimu Ainus Varasa, that is Shaita. The Sefer says that three times, even a 12-year-old, makes him a selective coming. That's a learnable answer. So which is the Tana? The Chitim of Rabbi He, Uba'ayinus Tavalok Rabbi Eliezer, could be that the Tana is Rabbi, and he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer, that a 12-year-old who goes, plus a 12-to-2 Skena, who goes 90 days without a period, is a Masalekis Dabba. That would be great, because the problem is, Ubi Tavala, does Rabbi agree to Rabbi Eliezer? Well, La'acha Shaniska Gama, doesn't the Brisa say that he remembered that he did like Rabbi Eliezer, and he said, "Kedahi Rabbi Eliezer lus machal b'shas atchak," which means he wouldn't have relied on Rabbi Eliezer. Isn't that so that lechatchila he would not have passed him like Rabbi Eliezer if it wasn't the shas atchak, and he would have retracted his track? So how can you say Rabbi holds like Rabbi Eliezer? You're right. El Rebbe Yezri, Mavesh, the son of the Rebbe. You're right. We have to say that the Bryce is Rebbe Yezri, and he happens to meet a Rebbe that two times make a pattern. Rashi, Uba'ayna, son of the Rebbe Yezri, first wide line, Ba'ab Sakha, Shalish Ainas, son of the Rebbe Yezri. The stopping of the two Ainas, he holds our Rebbe Yezri. Ba'acha Shiniska Kama, Lamadnu, Shahuk Shabayna, Vashasa Kamaisai. It must mean that it bothered him that he passed him like Rebbe Yezri. But that's the son of Rebbe Yezri. The Amar betrays him, Abi Chazal to the Chodava. So that's what Rashi said before. I'm not 100% sure which Rashi you're referring to. That it's possible that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yezri, but he doesn't at the end of the day. We know that from a different Rashi. But Rebbe Yezri can agree to Rebbe that two times makes a pattern. That's what we're saying. Something about new Shaila now. In the same talk. Kesem Shebein Rishayinu Ushniya Tohar. This is talking about a girl that's 11 that saw once, no 90 days now. She saw once, right? Then, to establish herself as a seeing girl, she has to see two times, right? And so, therefore, if she had a Kesem, she found the spot between the first Riya and the second Riya Tohar. Because this woman is not a seeing woman. And we had earlier about Haman Aleph that a girl under 11, if she finds a kesem, she finds a Malay Adam, it's not Tameh. Because since she's not a seeing girl, and this was not with her Hagasha, remember, in those days, Rhea meant she had a Hagasha. This woman did not have a Hagasha, and she saw blood. She's under 12. We said that it's not needless. They didn't make kesem for this girl, but she's not a seeing woman. She doesn't see needles. So here's a girl that had one period. She's 11 years old. She had one period. She's still lahigiyas manaliras. If she would see a kesem, we would say it's not dam. This girl doesn't see. It's not dam needles. This girl doesn't see. So we would say it's tahar. But the Gemara said on Hayim and Aleph that a girl who's underage finds a kesem is tahar. Because we say that it didn't come from her, because she doesn't see blood. So one time doesn't change anything, because she's still not a seeing girl. It takes two times to establish her as a girl who sees. After one time, she's not a girl that sees dumb. And we said in Afayim and Aleph, that a girl who does not see dumb, there's no Tumas Kesem. Remember, Kesem is rabbinic. The Deraisa, without a Hargasha, she's not Tumas. She's only midrabbanan, they said, finding a spot makes her tumah. They only said it by a woman who sees dumb. This girl is still not a seeing girl. She's under 12, and she only saw once, which is meaningless in halacha. So Zok to Gemara, kesem, that she finds, bein rishayin u'shniya, tahar. Rashi, kesem shebein rishayin u'shniya, shenimta bebigdash otinaitis lehigiyas mana, that was found in the beggar of a girl whose time has not come yet, Vadai Tohar, Yakati Labachas Kedamami. It's still not the girl that sees blood. Rabbi Eliyahu, tonight this lady gives man of the rest, until the Tadidim Shalab away as I'm right, even if the sheets are full of blood, she's Tohar. Now the question becomes, what happened? She saw two times. Now, according to Rebbe, who we're operating like, after two times, she's established herself as a seeing girl. She's an 11-year-old, we saw two times. What happens to the kesem after two times? Because she's a seeing girl. Why? If she saw a third time, right, we would already say that she's mesh race. So why should the kesem be any different? This is a woman who has already established herself as seeing two times, right? Now, if she would see a third time, it would be Meisleis. So why should the Kesem not be, she's a seeing girl. She saw two times, right? So why should Kesem not be Tameh? I mean, she's a seeing girl who saw Kesem. She saw two times, the two times establishes a pattern. This is Rebbe, and she's already a seeing girl, and she's a seeing girl who saw Kesem. Very logical, she should be Tameh. No difference between her and a 12-year-old. Yes, I remember Tahar. Even though it's Chaskim Adam, his Manami Lama coming away. Since she never reached the Meshlei stage, because she didn't see a third time, therefore, Rabbanan didn't institute Kesem for her. It's only after she saw a third time that we said she's in the time of Meshlei. That's when the Takana of Kesem kicks in for her. But since at this point, she's never been the time of Meshlei, she has established herself as a seeing girl, but she has never halachically acted upon the fact that she's a seeing girl, because she hasn't been the time of Meshlei yet. So that means Rabbanan haven't practically applied a halacha of a seeing girl yet. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon was saying, a bit Kiddush, therefore her kesem was tahar, kesem was rabbinic. And since Rabbanan did not apply Meshlei yet to her, therefore, they didn't apply kesem to her either. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. Again, this woman saw twice. She already established herself as a seeing girl. So why shouldn't Kesem be Tamei? She's a seeing girl who saw a spot. The answer is, she established herself, but practically we haven't acted upon it yet. It hasn't made a difference at the halacha. Once she sees a third time, when the time of her makes place, now we're treating her adult. Practically, that's when Kesem kicks in. Because remember, Kesem is a Drabanan. Drabanan did not make Kesem. Rabbanan did not make Kesem to this girl who never practically applied the halacha of a seeing girl yet. Rashi. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Tahar, the bottom Rashi, even though Yishaskim Adam, Kloimer, Kol Zmanshman Mahagubo, Rashi's bothered. What does it mean, why Yishaskim Adam? She did have a chazaka, two times, make the chazaka. So what does Rashi mean, why Yishaskim Adam? What does the Gemara mean? It's Rashi Kloimer. Whenever Rashi says Kloimer, he's saying you have to understand this. Take your time and figure this out. It's not why Yishaskim Adam simply, because he is Yishaskim Adam. The Kol Zmanshman Mahagubo, Adayan, Teres, Mezekis, Begavan, Lutama, Lumafreya, the whole time that we have acted with her as a Mubzekis Dubin to be Matamar and the Freya, Loy Gazu Akisma, the word plays very again. Okay, tomorrow's Amid Bays. Matsubla Rebeloy. I'm sorry?
The third Re'iyah that they would give, is that Daraisa? Or is that Darabanan also?
What do you mean? Well, she's already in the right, she's a seeing girl after two times. But it made no difference yet. Who cares? What difference does it make if she is or she isn't? She's an either when she saw the period, she had akrasha, and she established herself as a seeing girl. Right? So with the right, she was an either. But it made no difference, seeing girl or not seeing girl so far, because what difference did it make in halacha? None.
Why is the Rabbanan of Meishlei stronger than the Rabbanan of Kesem?
It's not. But what Gershom is saying is, they didn't apply the halacha of Kesem till the halacha of Meishlei is applied. Remember, this isn't Rabbanan being the Takon of Kesem. Kesem is rabbinic.
I know, but the first opportunity that we can be Machmer on her, the Rabbanan, would be this Kesem. And we say, no, we're going to wait till we
That's
do...
Fine. That's why Chizkiya said Tamei. I agree with you. That's why Chizkiya said Tamei. I'm not arguing with you. Chizkiya doctor did say Tamei. But Rabbi Yechon is saying, until we apply Meshlei, we don't apply Kesem. I don't know why he says that, but that's what he says.
Sounds like
I hear your question. You don't have to explain yourself. I can explain you. I understand exactly what you're asking.
But I can understand
why should this happen?
That's a real Ria.
What you're asking is, you're asking, why should the Takanas be interdependent?
Right.
That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking. What makes the Takanas interdependent?
I have an answer for Rabbi Yochanan, that because you need a real Re'iya to establish a practical halacha to do it. Kesem is not enough.
I don't get what you just said, but the bottom line is she established it with two Re'iyas.
Correct. Yeah, I it's hard.
Right. That's your guy from the bedroom. I got it.
Yeah, I understand. Pinsky is more understandable. But okay.
One second.
By the way, question 8, I made a mistake. I wrote Rabbi Yochanan. I meant Rabbi Eliezer. Question 8.
That's your job. Matthew Hor and Eloy. Rabbi Eloy asked the question. This is a question on Chizkiya. The halacha is a girl, okay, let's get this straight. A girl who never saw a period. She never saw a period, and she got married. And the halacha is that for a certain amount of nights, a certain amount of nights of relationships, we say the blood she sees is not Dam Midas, but it's Dam Sulim, is the blood from the hymen. Because it's a wound, and the wound takes time to heal. And therefore, for a certain amount of time, and this is going to be a sugya later on in the Masechta, then Rabbanan said, assume that it's not Dam Midas, assume it's Dam Sulim. Whatever the amount of time they gave, there's different sheets over there. But the halacha is, over there, that during that period of time, right, we're not matama the kesem. That means a woman that saw Dam, let's say, got married, right? She got married. It doesn't make a difference what age she was. She got married. And we say, even if she ever saw, even if she saw periods already, it makes no difference. A woman who got married, right? And she had blood from Besulim. And then the next night she had blood from Besulim. Whatever amount of nights we give, we say it's not needless. But the halacha is, if the color of the blood changes, she is a nida. If the blood stays the same color, night one, night two, whatever amount of time we give, we say it's all Dam Sulam. But if the shade of red changes, and I mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta that we no longer are able to differentiate the shades of red. But if this woman's shade of red changed, then we say this is not Dam Sulam, this is Dam Nidus. Now, during that time period, if the shade does not change, she's not a nida. If the shade does change, she is a nida. What would be if she saw a kesem? A kesem, the color, not the color of Dam Sulam, but you can't tell that well on a clothing. But the shade, like, if the shade would change, she would be a nida. But the shade has, so far hasn't changed, and she sees a kesem. Now, what is it to her? Why? According to Chizkiya, if she would see a different shade, she would be Tamei Meshlei. So why isn't the kesem similar to the state? Meaning, why is she different than the girl who had two periods, established herself as a seeing blood, and the kesem is tahar, even though if she would see a Ria, she would be Tamei. I'm sorry, Chizkiya said it's Tamei. The kesem is Tamei because she would see a Ria, she would be Tamei. This girl who got married, if she would see a different shade, would be Tamei. Yet we say the Kesem is Tahar. So we see the fact that if she would see, doesn't affect Halacha of Kesem. Again, let me try to explain it. This woman who got married, at this point, she's not a Nida. If the shade changes, she is a Nida. She has a Kesem, we say she's Tahar. Even though if she would see with a different shade, she would be Tamei, Kesem is Tahar. So here's a woman that's in the exact same position that the girl who saw two times. If she would see a third time, she'd be Tamei Meshlei. If she sees a Kesem, it's Tamei Chizkiya says. Because if she would see, it would be Tamei, therefore the Kesem is Tamei. This girl who got married, if she would see, she would be Tamei, right? So why is the Kesem Tamei? Why is she different? Why is the girl who saw twice different than the girl who got married? Both are in positions that if she would see, they would be Tamei. And one is Tar the Kesem, and Chizkiya said the other is Tamei the Kesem. They're both the same position. They're in a position where if they would see, they would be Matana Meshlei. If they would see, they would become Nidus. In one case, they would have to see a different shade. In one case, they would have to see Dam, right? But in both cases, if they would see, they would become tamei. In one case, Chizkiya says, therefore the kesem is tamei. In the other case, the kesem is tar. Why is that kesem different than this kesem? That's the Gemara's question.
Is the case of psula huchshek lirois?
What?
The case of the basula considered huchshek lirois, that she's already established the psi?
Makes no difference. But while she's seeing down psulim, she's not tamei. But if she would change the shade of the blood, she would be tamei as a nida. So here's a girl, a woman, I don't care how old she is, that at the current state, if she sees, would become tamei. Sees meaning sees the right shade, would become tamei. But the kesem is tar. Even though if she would see the shade, it would be tamei, but the kesem is tar. And yet, the girl who saw two times, if she would see, would be tamei. Therefore, Chizkiya says the kesem is tamei. Why? Why is the kesem tamei? That's the Gemara's kasha. But she ma benzu the psula should demand to hirim. What is the difference between this girl and a regular psula whose damim is tahar, but if the shade changes, it's tamei and the kesem is still tahar? Amar Rebzeira said this is not a kasha. Zu sirfa matzui, the zu ain sirfa matzui. The girl who just got married has a lot of blood in her. That's okay. She's in a state that she's in blood. She has blood that's coming out, or is potentially coming out. That's dam sulam. So therefore, we say the kesem came from the dam sulam. There's a reason to assume it's not dam nidus. There's another source of blood that's active. Whereas the girl that saw two times, there's no other source of blood that's active. So therefore, the kesem is tamei. You can't compare a woman who just got married, who has a different source of blood that's not tamei, tam sulam, to a girl who has no other source of blood that's tahar. Therefore, you can't compare the two. The question doesn't start. That's what Rebbeinu is saying. The girl that got married, the reason we're making the kesem is because she has a different source of blood that's tahar. Now, today, bisman hazeh, we say tam sulam becomes anida. But in those days, tam sulam didn't make a woman anida. They weren't machmer and dam sulam like we are today. Today a girl gets married, she sees dam, she becomes a nida. That's because we're machmer. Why was she at the end of the sechsa? But in the time of the Mishnayos, she was not a nida when she saw dam sulam. So here's a woman with another source of blood that's actively going on that's not nidus. Therefore, the kesem, we say, comes from that. Whereas the girl that saw two times, there's no other source of blood. Therefore, Chizkiya said she's a seeing girl who had a kesem, so she's tamei. Means you can't compare the two cases. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm listening, yeah.
When a girl gets married, all of a sudden she has a new dam by virtue of being married?
No, let me explain. Okay. A girl that gets married, then it's her first relationship with a man, right? I don't care how old she is. And there's a hymen in a woman's body that's called dam sulam that blocks the entrance of the man when he lives with the woman. And when a man lives with a woman the first time, he breaks through that in English it's called the hymen, in Lashon Gemara it's called dam sulam. It's the blood of virginity. It's nothing to do with nidus. It's a wound. He rips through part of her skin, or whatever you want to call it, a membrane, or whatever it holds blood. And he rips through it, and that makes the woman bleed. It's a wound. It's not dam nidus. He wounds her. He hurts her. It's painful. Now, a lot of girls, as they mature, lose their dam sulam for whatever reason. And therefore, there are many cases of marriage that a man lives with his wife. She's 22 years old or 21 years old, and she has no dam sulam. Because at least he doesn't see the dam sulam. Because for whatever reason, that blood's no longer there. But in a case where she has dam sulam, it's not nidus, it's a wound. It would be like a woman had a wound that makes her bleed. That's not dam nidus. That doesn't come from the uterus.
Okay, thank you.
I hope I explained myself.
Yes.
Just Rashi.
Is it tantamount? I mean, what I was asking before, like, is this considered that she's not chuchzika because her, this blood is not yet come? Like this one, the girl who had two riyas, she's already chuchzika, so she's ready to go. Whereas this one, she's right. Not yet ready.
It's not true. This is a girl that had 100 periods already in her life. Not only an 11-year-old is Gemara, any age.
Okay, got it. Okay, I understand that. Perfect.
Zakrashi maskavar beloy lechizkia. Ma beizu lepsula shedemer tohirim. Psula shenissus, a girl who gets married. Psula means a girl who got married and this is her first relationship with a man. Yes, shedemer tohirim achetichya maka. There are those that the Mishnah says later on, until it heals, which means she has a relationship without seeing blood, the blood is to her, the Talinim and Psulim. We assume that it's Psulim. But yes, and there are those that were more strict. We say, Shedemer Tahirim Dalin Leilas. We limit it to 4 nights. And the reason for that is the Gemara is going to discuss at the end of the Mishnah, towards the end of the Mishnah. We're more Machmer. Some girls, we give them open-ended, as long as she bleeds every time there's a relationship, we say it's still Dam Sulim. Some say only 4 nights. Yes, in the maritime, Kol Laila Rishayna. There's some that were more Machmer, and we say she gets 1 night. No matter how many times she has a relationship with her that 1 night, but she only gets 1 night. Because I mean, I'm a peg basra. But it's not negayin now why there's differences. That's a sugya there. But Bakulu Kaimalon, and by all these, we paskin, whether it's 4 nights or 1 night or unlimited nights. Kaimalon, the Chosaman said the man, Tahirim Elo Kesem. As long as she saw during the relationship it would be Tahar, there's no Kesem. Now the Tani Bepeir Keisha, the Shavin, Shetayla Bishamer Shem Kenega Jain Barishin Shalah, I'm going to explain this in a second, of Bimsula Shetamer Tahirim. This is a Shaila that two women wore the same garment. And then they find a spot, and they don't know which woman made the spot, right? You had Rachel and Leah, they wore the same garment, and then after they both wore it, they found the spot of dam. So the halacha is they're both tamei. That's the halacha. We don't know who's the one that spotted, therefore we say they're both tamei. Unless you have a reason to assume it was one more than the other. If you can come up with a reason that it makes more sense that Rachel is the one that spotted over Leah or Leah over Rachel, then only that one becomes Tamei and the other one is Tahira. Now, one of the reasons is, if you remember we talked about that in the 11 days between periods, the woman sees 1 day, she has to keep 1 clean day. So let's say Rachel is in the part of the month that she saw 1 day, and she's keeping the 2nd day clean, and she wore that garment. And Leah is never saw dam. She's not a Shemeres Yayin. She's not keeping a clean day. So Rachel was tame yesterday, keeping today as a clean day. Leah was never tame. Then we say it probably came from Rachel, because Rachel just saw blood yesterday. So it makes more sense that it came from her than it came from Leah. Well, that means we assume, there's a reason to assume that it came from one more than the other. And that means we attribute the kesem to one more than the other. Now that has nothing to do with our sugya. But that same brisa says that if one of them is a woman that just got married and still seeing dam psulim, and one is a woman that's been married for 20 years, we assume it came from the one that just got married. Which means we're saying that the woman who just got married, the kesem is tahar. Because we're saying, we assume it's from marriage. Which means the kesem during the time period is tahar. That's what Rashi's bringing in down. Dr. Rashi, I'm going to start again from the last wide line. The kulu, kaimelon, the chos man shedemer tahirim, as long as her blood is tahar, ain la kesem. She doesn't have a kesem. How do I know that? The Tani Bepeir Keisha, the Shavim, all these Tanaim agree, said Taila, that the woman can assume that Shemar Hashem Kenegadim, that it came from a Shemar Hashem Kenegadim, Barishim Shalah, on her first day. a b'sula to the man to hirim, or a b'sula whose blood is star. So hasam shaminan, the elah kesef. The Rabbi got the rosh of hamachas. Even though it's a woman that saw already, doesn't make a difference. But the forginam be negiyas man of loyegia. The Gemara there does not differentiate between an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old. Then she rosh of hamachas the base of the whether she had periods when she was a single girl. She achas min b'sula to the man to hirim. She's still a woman that her blood is starred for marriage. Now, the hacha, in this case, of this girl who got married and is bleeding from Dam Sulam, Yilu Chazas B'Shinu Mara, had the blood changed colors, both red, but it would have been a different shade of red, but Tama Baseless, the Yiz Manalira, she's 12, but Rasa the base of Yish already had a period, after Rachelim Tamidim Tisma. They don't say her Kesem is Tamei, even though she would see, she would be Tamei. So why is that different than the two, than the girl who saw two times? Both were in a situation that if they would see Dam, they would be Tamei Mei slaves. So why by one does Chisya say the Kesem is Tamei, and over there it says the Pharisee the Kesem is Tahar. And for the Gemara, Zu Sirfa Matsui, Sula Shadimah Tahirim Srashala, her sap, the way of referring to her blood, Matsui Machmas Sulam is available because of Sulam is there. We say it came from the other source of blood. There is no other source to say that it came from.
Our scroll uses oozing for sirfa. It's oozing.
What does he use? What does he use?
Oozing?
Sirfa means.
Yeah. Sap.
I don't think that's what sirfa means. Sirfa means, sirfa is like sraf, right? We had sraf.
Like a thick discharge.
Right. There's another charge. There's another discharge coming out. Right. Okay. Same thing. Fine. We're going to stop here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. And Mirch Hashem, Sunday, I'll do Chazara on the phone, 6:30. And Monday morning, we'll do Vayit to the Gemara from here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rabbi.